body, our mind, our appearance, our sound, our smell, taste, our sensation, our phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. And therefore, assuredly, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound professional wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon their professional wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound professional wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata, om gate gate, parate, parasam gate, bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. And the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva and the Lord Avalokiteshvara, the guest of Kamala, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught. And the Tathagata is the loss of your choice. And the blessed one says, the venerable Sharadvati Putra, and the Lord Avalokiteshvara, bodhisattva mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Rinpoche, Mawe Rinpoche. jin de bu ga ge ma chen wa ma lu ma kar ma ni do ma du de ma nang se ma ji ya ma ni ma da wa ri bo che du chole nam bar ge ve ge se su ju wa la mi e ben jo pe son so ba ma sa wa me ba chang si di du ni da ji jian za wa da ju ba che de pa de la ma ba nam ke ba du ya pa de la ma de she ma ni le sum je za mo ju ve yin du xin gan bu wa ji tujhe dobe de do she su su xin ne jang da zo do wa ma yu lang ge ta nyam be sem je dam je tu je wa jin de ko ne chi ji la tu su sa ji bu ji ju xin me do ta ni ra ling xi yi de jin ba di Sanje Shinto Mite Buwai Rogu Namda Shinwa Jeva Shu Zizun Lama Tamba Kenamdi Shugu Kala Kense Chintine Chidar Sambe Tuje Zimana Sabke Chuki Charpa Babtu Su Rana Mandala Kamdriya Taya
Jonala Sanjo Padu Nanayana Dagi Chishi Jibi Sonanji Lola Sanji Dubara Isho Chuta Goji Jonala Sanjo Padu Sonamji Lola Sanji Sanchu Padu Nani Jasuji Nagi Chishi Jibi Sonam Lola Benji Sanji Lola Tatirin kama chud ler chasong dhal misi ki gonda shiari raha tanga tangi aki chingu lo dhura ati.
First of all, I would like to apologize for my coming late to this school class. About 10 minutes I went to make some preparations for mandala construction, so that's why I was late, sorry.
Tatinga Kalshu Varsana Tatari Zamuni Dinala Chunta Mambuchi is Chunta in the Chulusina Ri Mambuchi. Not the Yedo Chiris.
This wall is filled with different philosophical beliefs or spiritual beliefs. So no matter how varied the philosophical beliefs or spiritual beliefs that we find in this world, all of them share a common all of them share a common desire, that is desire to enjoy happiness, and never wishing to experience any kind of suffering.
Tinda danda ngaran tu ki mindebe dunge mindebe dunge segoya debe deva de duya ge ta geji deva de mi kaga le yers chibars tunda yeme da chu yeme da tsama gi ji deva dunge seya ge deva yeba deva duya ge deva yeba chibars
and every individual whether a believer in spiritual traditions or an atheist, every individual always wishes to experience happiness and always desires to avoid any kind of causes or conditions that may lead to experience of suffering.
Deva duya ge tamla mindawa ri mabu jungu yores.
However, amongst the different spiritual traditions, there are different ways and methods that leads to experience of happiness and that leads to avoiding the causes of suffering. So therefore, all the different spiritual beliefs have their own respective philosophical standpoint, which they believe is the way, perfect way to enjoy happiness and the perfect way to avoid suffering.
And
what we, almost all of us, commonly believe is that if we have some kind of fame or if we have some kind of great material wealth, we believe that these will lead to avoiding suffering.
Tendegi samloji yere de inaya te tata de degi maris. Pena aranzo mi yawo yungi ji inaya minkira yeba yungi minkira yeba ji yimba inaya ene ranji yungi dungi tiba de nimamu yedewa. Suzu la pe da chengi maanu chua royando wada. Suzu la kapte chengi maanu royando wada. En de la pawe suzu ji Shenaya kadu yina jidaya nabu, tindiri jihungu yuris, jik. Ya penjo yabu shiu jiyeba yina ya, digi ngaransu simgi dungi di, dungi se tugu yimaras. Dila teni, dungi tuwa mabu jinyo digi yiba, ngaransu ra tugu yuris. Ra tuwa yinza, chi ngubu ki ta, chi ngubu ki, suzu dungi di se mituwa ta. Ani tam nira ki, suzu dungi se mituwa di, ta peji peji, samtang ma shiba mato, samtang shingi jimbe na, digi be jik.
However, that belief is not true because, for example, if we have some kind of great fame, that particular character, instead of giving us some kind of happiness, leads to experience of suffering. Because if you are really famous, you will have more people hating you, and thus, with the amount of many people hating you, you feel some kind of fear, and so therefore the fame is not leading to experience of happiness. Instead, it is leading to experience of suffering in the form of fear. And similarly, in the case of material wealth, that's possession of great material wealth is not leading to avoiding suffering, but instead, again, possession of material wealth is leading to experience of more suffering. So both of these, external, that is material wealth, possession of great material wealth, and also having great fame, both of these are not leading to experience of happiness, but instead are leading to experience of suffering. So if we are intelligent enough, we will very easily come to realize that these two are not the proper causes of experiencing happiness. So therefore, the question that we should be asking ourselves is, how do we avoid suffering in our day-to-day life? And regarding this, as I have discussed before, the many different spiritual traditions that we find within this world at the present have their own respective philosophical standpoints, which they believe to be the way of avoiding suffering and experiencing happiness. Now, in the case of Buddhist, as a Buddhist, we believe that the way we think is the primary cause that leads to both experiencing suffering and avoiding suffering, and we believe that the way we think is the primary cause that leads to experiencing happiness or avoiding suffering. So the mental attitude is considered as one of the primary factors that leads to experience of happiness and suffering.
And
how should be our mental attitude is very much related to how we think in our day-to-day life. If we are someone who always thinks about the present life's benefits, for example, in the form of having something good to eat, having something good to wear, and also having so much concern towards conversations and so forth. If we are always aspiring to have these three things in our day-to-day life, then our peace of mind will be lost in the midst. And this loss of peace of mind will lead to experience of many different sufferings in the form of, for example, a very narrow-minded mindset, or having a very suspicious mind. So these are sufferings that we will face if we always think about having something good to eat, wear, or having something good to hear in our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And the proper way of thinking or the proper mental attitude that we should be maintaining in our day-to-day life is something that we is something that in a way we do not think about the we do not think only about the present life's comforts in the form of having good to eat, wear, or having something pleasant to hear. If we think about the qualities of compassion and love, and also if we think about the practice of working for the benefit of others and so forth, these practices will lead to experience of mental peace and happiness. And that mental peace of peace and happiness that we gain through thinking about love and compassion and other spiritual practices will not benefit oneself alone. This will also lead to benefit of others that will in a way affect others in the form of others surrounding you experiencing some kind of happiness and mental peace. So this is the proper attitude that we should be maintaining, and this that is our meditating on love and compassion and working for the benefit of others should be the basis of our spiritual practice.
Now,
this attitude of working for the other benefit of others is of different levels. Some levels can be of trying to benefit others who are hungry or who are lack of clothing and so forth. So, and also there are different individuals that we come across in our day-to-day life with differing experience of suffering. So accordingly, we try to benefit them through our spiritual practices or by any other means, such as giving the individuals who are hungry with giving food to those individuals who are hungry or giving clothing to those individuals who are lack of clothing. So these are differing practices of working for the benefit of others. And there are other higher practices or higher level of working for the benefit of others. However, it is very important to begin our practice of benefiting others from a very minor practices, for example, giving food to others or clothing to others, because minor practice, if we continue to practice working for the benefit of others from the basics or from the minor levels, then our practice of benefiting for others will be much more stable, much more powerful.
Could
Now, it is very important for us to examine whether our practice of benefiting for the working for the benefit of others is really making good effects or not. And it is really easy to examine that. For example, if you give food and clothing for someone who is very needy, now, so for example, if you give food and clothing to someone who is very needy and see if that person is responding to you in form of having a very smiley face or very angry face. If that person is responding to you in a very smiley face, this obviously shows that the person is benefited and the person is experiencing some kind of mental happiness. And if that person is responding to you with an angry face, then your practice of benefiting others in the form of giving food and clothing to that particular individual is not making a positive effect. And so similarly, if you examine this particular incident, if you, with a very bad attitude, with the intention of harming others, if you raise a stick towards an individual, now look at that particular individual's reaction. Whether that particular individual reacts with a smiley face or with an angry face. So examining these situations will clearly show you the effect of working for the benefit of others. And in Buddhist dialectics, we have something that is called the proper indication or the proper sign. And this term is used in Buddhist debate. For example, we say something like, over on that hill there is a fire because there is the proper sign that is smoke. Now, we can apply this notion of proper sign in our day-to-day life. For example, if we are to know whether an individual is happy or not, we have to look for the proper sign. And the proper signs are whether that particular individual is having a very pleasant facial expression or the facial expression of experiencing happiness, or whether that particular individual is having the facial expression of experiencing suffering. And these facial differing facial expressions are the proper sign or the proper indications of what that particular individual experiences within oneself, whether experiencing mental happiness or mental suffering.
That is not Gaza Jimba. So, my Mijimba, the Mijimbe got long in Namjin, Nakan, and another Tonchojo to us. Tonchojo Yenza, who sent Jibo Yeva, now Jibo Mevati. Chadanji, she took Martinaya Garoti, she took Rista. Could Namjuton, who sent Jibo Yeva, the Mevati, 고 다다 대지가 차이였어. 다 이마에나 다 수수 좀 담아있나. 수수 너무 수수 못 통하인다. 다 수수 좀 집어줘 봐도 매 생기. 수수 상로 통이야. 근데 심주치네. 집어 좀 집어줘나 집어용이 주는 가르샤. 센 두보여나 두보용이 주는 가르샤. 대선 나온다 가나 가나주 대화다 동해세야 참아로 탈투바이나 셈라투 되임바. 셈 집어여나 아니 지 누기 동해 때다 여나야 동해 동해도 무서워. 셈 집어 매여나 루 동해 때지 집어이나 라신게 동해 침모 차야. 대인자 드리섬 나온도 지 가나도 추생이디 에 조 셈라투 이바. 셈 생이디 셈 누아이나 아니 시디 아니 가서 동해 용도야. 셈 만두바이나 시디 매바다 동해 만로야. 다때 하나도 추고 따와서 남도 남중 것도 염내 제할 때 차도 이랬어.
So it is very quite easy for us to under examine an individual other than yourself from their expression facial expression whether that particular individual is experiencing mental happiness or suffering. However, as we are unable to see our own facial expression with our own eyes, what we have to rely upon is the examination of our own mind. And and when examining our own mind, we have to pay extra strong attention towards what are the causes that leads to mental experience of mental happiness and what are the causes that leads to experience of suffering. And if we are always relying upon the causes that leads to experience of mental happiness, then that experience of mental happiness will in a way minimize the physical difficulties and sufferings that we experience. And accordingly, and similarly, if we are not mentally at peace, a minor physical difficulty will experience as something that is very grave. So therefore, experiencing mental peace and happiness makes a great effect in our day-to-day life. So this is what it really means by dharma, the term dharma. Dharma means experiencing mental happiness, and experience of mental happiness depends heavily upon how we think in our day-to-day life and how we practice in our day-to-day life.
Tenda ta namja jundu. Namja jundu ngara tsu gi sebla nya go chi la suzu la be kangen do chi da. Ha kangen do ta chi na kangen. Suzu zubu la kangen te ba yin da. Ni chi gi kangen do ten chi te de chu yin na. Kangen chunju de chenbo zo ye ma res. Kangen chunju de chenbo zo ye sem res. Sem. 강의 침보도 중요성이야 심리자 심차도 된다 수수 강의 중중데 침보를 주의받이나 수수급에 심기 침보 주의받이나 강의 침보를 하지 참 그랬어 다 된다게 강의 지중하였나 강의 뒤 수수 집어 많이 매 심지 탐지라 용되기 봐 코와 박이 심지 탐지라 용되기 봐 인자 등하 집어 말해서만 선물 드리지 대함 대단 맞으면 된다 강의 되고 능해지나 세미도 받지다 수수 들라베지 니모도 지테나 세 두고 예바 인자 그 관계들 아직 다로 이 말아 이 세요 세주 예바지 이 말 인자네 들라 미세기 침보조가 주세기 문두 삼비 성로데 가두 인나 가라 냐고 그랬어 냐고 그랬어
So at all times in our day-to-day life, what we should keep in our mind is that we experience different sufferings in our day-to-day life, whether grave suffering or minor suffering. And all of these experiences of suffering, whether physical or mental, whether grave or minor, are all dependent on our own way of thinking. A minor suffering can be turned into a very grave suffering simply because of our wrong way of thinking. And similarly, a very grave suffering can be turned into a very minor one, again, by the way we think, a positive way of thinking. So, And also, one of the positive way of thinking is that when you experience the suffering, think of the suffering as something that is not experienced by, not experienced by yourself alone, but also think about the suffering as something that is common to all the sentient beings. And if you think in such a way, you will be able to cope with that suffering, and you will find that suffering as a very minor one. So relying upon such an antidote, we as a Buddhist should try to minimize all the different kinds of suffering that we experience in our day-to-day life. And if you happen to experience some kind of mental happiness, you should not be very content with that. And you should not think something like, oh, I am experiencing this great suffering and this is everything. Because you should not be maintaining such an attitude, because that particular happiness that you experience for a moment may turn into suffering in the very next moment. For example, you may be very happy this morning, but in the evening you might have experienced great mental lack of peace. So these shows that everything that we experience in our day-to-day life are by nature suffering of change. So same applies to the experience of suffering. So therefore, it is very important for us not to always remain content with the experience of happiness that we face in our day-to-day life. So this should be the foundation of our Buddhist practice, and as the Buddhist teaching is a very deep teaching, and it is quite time-consuming for us to understand all the aspects of the teaching. So that, and to understand all the aspects of the teaching, we are currently studying the Buddhist tenets. So amongst the four Buddhist philosophical schools, we have studied our discussion on the first Buddhist philosophical school, that is Vaibhashika, or the great exposition school. And while discussing that school, we have discussed on the definition of the two truths according to that particular school. And now we are going to discuss on the concept of the contaminated and the uncontaminated according to that particular school, the Great Exposition School.
Devada dungese de ngaran so la ye de ek ombonga dos mi ke ombo na ye ombo na ye ombo che ombo ni ye je mo nga ye je ombo nga nga ombonga gi yu ombonga gi yu luda tu reja nga ja ombonga gi yu luda tu reja la ten ne ne dewa yong yore dungye yong yore sa nga do dewa do dungye yong sa kanga lo de ombonga de cha cha sa ombonga de na ba shi ba nga de na shi nga la ten ne dewa dungye de yong yore sa.
Now, before proceeding to discuss on these concepts, let me give an example. The experience of happiness and suffering are all dependent on our own five consciousness. And these five consciousness perceives their respective subjects, such as form, sound, smell, tactile sensation, and so forth. So what we have to examine over here is whether the contact between the consciousness and the respective subjects are really the cause of experiencing happiness or not.
Miki zup thong sayade. Miki zup thong sayade la, ni kazukure, jumidra sum tsoba la teni miki zup thong sayade, yungu yuresi. Na nyung anzu miki zup thong sayade, kadu ba deje na kadu thong roji mato, misi sanlo koko yomarde, ina ya, korangi, tonyagi, chachin roji mato na, sum ngeba de tsoku yuresi.
Now, for instance, take the example of your organ of eye, seeing an object. So for your organ of eye to see an object, there must be a gathering of three conditions.
Te gare zela na thonya ge yu zu sin chi chi. Te la mi jin si mi ta gare zela, mi jin. Ani tende ge zu shasa ge menong ge tsu de ombo.
So the three conditions are the subject, the object that we see with our eyes is the subject, and the second condition is the organ of eye, and the third condition is the desire to look at that particular object. So these three, without the congregation of these three conditions, we will not be able to see the object.
That is tabena member to mi shaju chi do mi shaju mi yao ma to mi shaju chi se la gi ro da mi yao ma to mi shaju chi se de mi na ma shi ba shi cha ke ma ro ma do thong a ge ma shaju cha ke ma ro hin ba yin na on bo de la jun shu wa on bo de la bi zu shar ma tu wa on bo de ge zu zim tu wa de ne yin ba yin na ta on bo ge jun ka yin na de mi ge thong tu wa yin za ma do shaju chi se ge mi de da ge ro ma do mi shi ba ko ran la shaju cha ke ma ro.
Now, take an example of a situation where one's organ of eye is defective. And under such a circumstance, a doctor will operate the eye. And under this particular situation of operating the eye, there is no way the doctor is able to make some kind of operation or correction to the consciousness of eye. But instead, the doctor is simply making some corrections or operations on the organ of eye. And this particular situation of a doctor operating an eye to fix vision shows that the organ of eye is one of the conditions out of three, one of the conditions that leads to an individual seeing an object. So the organ of eye is like a mirror on which the object is reflected. And if that particular condition, the organ of eye, is defective, an individual will not be able to see the object. And the second condition is the consciousness of the eye. Now, the second condition is the object itself. Now, if there is no object at all, then there will be nothing that is appearing on to the organ of eye. So therefore, this second condition, that is the object's existence of the objects, is one of the prerequisite conditions for an organ of eye to see an object. And the third is the desire to look at a particular object. So without the desire, one will not be able to see the object. And same goes to the other organs. For example, in the case of organ of ear, if you have no desire to listening to, if you have no desire of listening to any, sorry, if you have a desire of not listening to anything, then under such a circumstance, one will not be able to hear anything. So therefore, these three, the subject, the organ, and the desire, are the three primary conditions that leads to organs perceiving their subjects. Let me give you an example. If you are looking at something that is very pretty, in that particular instant, what you see is something that is very pretty. And when you look at that pretty thing, you always wish to have the vision of that particular pretty thing for a very long time. And you always wish to have that same vision all the time. And this shows that there is a desire to have a vision of that particular thing. And this particular desire is leading to experience of some kind of happiness upon seeing something that is pretty. And so therefore, this particular example shows that there is three conditions that makes us possible to see different things. That is the condition of the organ, the condition of the subject, and the condition of one's own desire.
Tidata tsuwa dewa de shuu chimbuji le undu ina raji ingi nga razu juu sim nyumo de ya maandu uris, nyumo jedu uris.
So the stronger our experience of desire, the stronger will be our afflictive emotions. So in the case of other sensory organs, for example, in the case of the sensory organ of ear, when we hear something that is unpleasant, when we hear something that we do not desire to hear, then we begin to experience mental disturbance. And this mental disturbance leads to experience of anger, and then leads to destruction of our mental peace. So in summary, the five sensory organs perceives their respective subjects, and through that we experience different we develop different afflictive emotions. With some we develop a strong attachment, with some we generate great anger, and with some we generate great ignorance.
Ibane, Mibadan, Tsundi, Karongi Gone, Saba Jesurong, Saba said Numorjan. Numos, that me was to make you zoo la tene and then Numojin Rores. Dragita, Dragibe, now you number Shiva get that tuba la tene, and Numojigger, said you are. That didn't land Saba Jeron said Dinja would suggest the Dinja would.
So this, discussion where we found that all the five organs perceives their respective subjects, and this leading to the generation of attachment, ignorance, and other afflictive emotions is very much related to the current the concepts of contaminated and the uncontaminated. So here in the text, contaminated is defined as a phenomenon that is susceptible to the increase of contaminations from the point of view of being an object of observation or an afflicted concomitant. So,
Tanda Cheramulula, Saje Same said, Saje Same said, Brother Tune Canongo, Saba Jesurum, Nimo Jesurum Atelani, Saje. Matune Carosgune, Nimo Jesu Murua Tela Same, Silanta, Miba sing the Cadimare, Tune sing the Cadimare, Tela Tene, Sabaka de Jigdu, Tengarazu, Samlota, Shimjuchi, and the Ratuaji Chadres.
So, according to the Vaibhashika school, the contaminated phenomenon is described as such that leads to experience of, so that leads to generation of different afflictive emotions through the five organs perceiving their respective subjects. So what we should do is examine how the contact between the organ and the subject, and also how the congregation of the three conditions, that is the organ, subject, and the mental desire, or leads to the generation of the differing afflictive emotions.
다 미바 미바다 총대인 가롱기 고니 송도 비잖아 미바다 총대인 가롱고 다 미바세데 유리자 당기시 원하지 미 미기 옹볼라 샤야기 zutila mibasha ro ta chungde se ya de mi gi number shi ba da nyam de yede ngi ki tsowa du shi du je se ri de tsoga nga ne chungde de mi gi number shi ba da chungde chungde se de mi gi number shi ba yo na tsowa de yo mi gi number shi me na tsowa de me ba ta ko ka du yin na yo na yo nya me nya me nya de ne ri ji de la chungde se mi ta ge de se de za de ne gi mi ba da chungde ga rong gi go ne nyu mo ji su ro ma sa ba ji su ro ma Selena, ini kuadir lagi terus.
So, in the definition, we come across the object of observation, and the object of observation means the subject. For example, form, in the case of the organ of eye, or the conscious and the consciousness of eye. And the afflicted contaminant means the organ itself, or the organ itself. That is, in the case of the the vision, the organ of eye and the consciousness of eye. So through these two, we experience increase of contaminations.
Saje, ta saje chiramulo saje singde, tenda teni chirasamda saje sungyore. Tenda teki tenji kare zilana pumanga, pumanga zilana zoe pumbo, nushi pumbo, nushi pumbo, nushi pumbo, pumanga deja kare es te sungyore.
And so this is how the Vaibhashika school or the Great Exposition school describes contaminated, and the illustrations are the five mental and physical aggregates.
Ta mewa do tsune karong sabat jisu murongwa de la sami ta tangi ki dosho de.
And the exact opposite is defined as the uncontaminated. And so therefore, here we read the definition, a phenomenon that is not changeable to the increase of contaminations from the point of view of being either an object of observation or mental concomitant.
Suzuki benda nambaru chajana sanje jumne dile ya jeba ina ani sim chibu yung dos sim chibu yung ne ando deba sekde jab shi sam be deba dile jida ta ko be jeon ge jeon yeon ge ne yinza dile gi nuba da jilala ne ne ngara su sim gi sim ma chuwa yima yinza ne sabaji su muruwa dile sabaji su muruwa
So, to give you an example which make simplifies this, think of a Buddhist. Think of a Buddhist looking at an image of Buddha. For that particular Buddhist, he will be experiencing some kind of joy and happiness upon seeing an image of Buddha. And also, in the meantime, he will also be having this experience of great faith in the Buddha. And after having the vision of the of an image of the Buddha, being someone who is totally free from defects, Buddha being totally free from defects and totally enriched with the qualities, that particular individual will not be experiencing or generating any kind of afflictive emotion. So therefore, this particular example is the example of the uncontaminated.
Bena da chulu su 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 gujo re yero na. Ta nama sanje be che san chu nin de. Ani yu chu ja na da su gujo kai na de. 다 같이 된다 이러. 다 되는 그조들 수수 소다 그조게 눈이 쓰나면도 군이 되는 건 지원도 미니 미주다 알아서 되는 용어를 때 된대 갈서 그러다 된대기 된대기 성로 된념모 말이다. 념모 쌤 투박게 저게 말다. 대배원기 미주셔야. 같이 쌤 쫓는 미주셔리 뭐 요르데 있나다 대배원기 미주셔야 인사 사바 제롱스기 말레스 때라. 사바 제수 므로와스 라고레스.
So all these spiritual traditions have their own founders. Buddhists have Buddha Shakyamuni as our own founder. And so in the case of Christians, they have the Jesus. And also in other religious beliefs, they have their own founders. So in these cases, their respective practitioners will experience great joy and happiness upon even seeing an image of the founders. And some goes to the extent of shedding tears of joy upon seeing the images of their founders. And this shedding of tears may be experienced from, in this particular case, the shedding of tear is out of great devotion and out of great faith. And in some other cases, an individual may shed tear, but that may be caused by experience of great remorse or suffering. But however, in this case, the shedding of tear is simply out of great faith and devotion. And so therefore, in this particular situation of an individual seeing an image of this their own spiritual tradition's founder, experiences great joy. And there is no way that particular individual experiencing some kind of sadness or some kind of anger and or any other afflictive emotion. So therefore, this can be described as an example of the uncontaminated. Similarly, we as a human being do have these different afflictive emotions such as attachment, anger, and ignorance. And if we rely upon the particular antidotes for these afflictive emotions, for example, generation of love and compassion to combat the generation of anger, and also if we think about emptiness and so forth, and if we put these, that is, love and compassion and meditation on dependent origination or emptiness into practice, that particular practice becomes uncontaminated, because that particular practice never leads to generation of any of the afflictive emotions. So therefore, that particular practice is can be considered as uncontaminated. And so therefore, in the definition, the true paths and the uncompounded phenomenon are illustrations for the uncontaminated.
Tā sāpā jēsū rōngwā tā mērōngwā sāpā jēgidō mūdhūk sāyate sūdhī shīngchū chīne. Rōwā, pē nā mēchīk lā nīñjī gōmbā yīnā, mēchīk sūnjēchīk lā nīñjī gōmbā yīnā, nīñjī kādhū gōmbā yā sēmē rā yīngi lūlio chāyā, sēmē māchūpa jī yungu rēs. Tē chērā tsū sī shīngchū chī gō rēs. Tā yā sūnjēchīk lā chādā ngā lō chīvā yīnā, yamē nā chādā, yamē nā shēdā, yamē nā chākwā, tē nirī lō chīvā yīnā, yā rā yīngi sēmē tē chūng tī rēs. Tadi jaranzu shinju jine, hinji gomna sem chukudu, 차단기 로젠의 샘트루구도 수도 심지전에 시야지레스. 다 같이 닌지금의 샘트루구 문도나 닌지라든 사바지즈롱의 말에 사바지투구의 말에스. 차단라든 샘트루구요나 차단라든 사바지기요레스. 저도 라트베진 야요레스.
So it is quite easy for us to examine what leads to generation of the afflictive emotions and what does not lead to generation of the afflictive emotions. For example, if you practice love and compassion towards others, this will not lead to mental disturbance. And however, on the other side, if you always become, if you are always angry at some other individuals, or if you are always attached towards some other individual, this will eventually lead to mental disturbance. And so this is quite easy for us to understand, and so therefore the practice of love and compassion not leading to mental disturbance and not leading to generation of the afflictive emotions is clearly and uncontaminated.
So tamin go basilana suzu ge lam ge toba ji nyeba yina pe na jolam thoyna bu jolam ro ji toba yina jolam ro ji toba yina tini khazo re ngendro la mi ji yak ta ngen son la mi ji yak ni ba ji thu go res ngen son la mi ji yak ni ba ji tela so tamin go basi go res o tini ge go basum de la ni ba ji sum ja go res te ser jera mi lo
and here uncompounded phenomenon or illustration, it is described that true paths and uncompounded phenomenon are illustrations for the uncontaminated. Now, what it means by uncompounded, according to the Vaibhashika school or the Great Exposition school, is something that we have to discuss. And the Great Exposition school describes the uncompounded phenomenon to be of three types. The first is the space, the second is the truth of cessation, and the third is the spiritual practice or spiritual level wherein an individual is free from falling into the cyclic existence, particularly free from falling into the three lower realms. So this is, for example, when an individual reaches the path of joining, he or she is considered as free from, possessing the power of having control over one's own rebirth, particularly having control over one's own rebirth so that he or she will no longer take rebirth in the three lower states.
Mm-hmm. Duma zule, lamatobi, nujenum, sachi, sidad, lamde matobi, lamde sedi tangshiba, damien musuntobi, lam, damien musuntobi, lamde, lamde sigures, damien toba the memo, musuntobi, lamde, lamde sigures, tenegi, lamde, maimbi, ane, duje, lamde, maimbi, metaba, dujeri kaim by the sajeris, disigur, lamatobi, nujenum, sachi, sedi, sidinigi, sinigusir.
And in the definition of Vasubandhu's treasury of manifest knowledge, and manifest knowledge is quoted, and in the manifest knowledge it is said that except for true paths, all compounded phenomena are contaminated. So true paths means the path wherein individual realizes the core of selflessness. So that level or stage where an individual realizes the true selflessness is considered as the uncontaminated.
Same lamji denba da dumachina sumya te sla da same de kaja ursa lamde ja urs lamde chi chi ro da dumachina sumya da ki dumachi se de ris sumdi da shi ba dumachi nan ka chi ene go den chi ne su su ta min ko ba se ot sumdi ja urs te se sinde jen
So again, quoting Vasubandhu's Treasury of Manifest Knowledge, it is said that except for true paths, all compounded phenomena are contaminated. And the uncontaminated consists of true paths and the three uncompounded phenomena. So as a word-to-word commentary on this, true paths means the spiritual level where an individual is able to realize the true selflessness, and the three uncompounded phenomena are what we have discussed right now. That is the three, that is space, the truth of cessation, and the path of joining, where an individual gains the power of having control over one's own rebirth. And again, as a more discussion on the three uncompounded phenomena. The first is space or namka, and the second is the truth of cessation, and the third is the spiritual level where an individual realizes the true selflessness. For example, the path of joining. And as a more detailed discussion on this, take the example of one's own prison life. At this point, we are able to take a rebirth as a Buddhist. And so therefore, we not only believe in the Buddha's teaching, but we try to implement the teachings in our day-to-day life. However, and also as a Buddhist, we believe in rebirth. However, we are very uncertain about our own rebirth, where we will take our rebirth, whether it's in the three lower states or it's in the three fortunate rebirths. It's very uncertain. And looking at our present life, the way we act in this present life, I think we are closer to taking rebirth in the three unfortunate states. So, out of many different spiritual beliefs, we as a Buddhist believe that there is rebirth. However, there are other spiritual beliefs which do not believe in rebirth, and there are some which believe that God is the one who creates everything, including the rebirths.
Tangan tu nyuduki lam, ransanji lam, tewacib lam si lam nga. Tapi susu bacaib ni lam cunga cakar. Tengah tu, tapi janju sibi lam jualan tu bayi na. Janju sibi lam jualan tu bayi na. Ani ngensun la cim tu agi nubat leis. Ngensun la mizah agi nubat. Oh ngensun la mizah agi nubat ikatu le bayi na. 아니 소소 담민 님 고바생데 당연 고바 손나니 너마지 손나니 너마지 타마 두고 이랬어 어 대라는 거 손 당시에 그랬지 너마지 손세 뒤져
So so as a Buddhist again as a Buddhist we follow many different traditions of the Buddhist teachings some follow the Pratika Buddha teachings some follow the Mahayana teachings and in the Mahayana teachings we are currently we currently believe ourselves as following the Bodhisattva teachings and in the Bodhisattva teachings we are supposed to implement all our practices in such a way that we benefit as much as possible the other sentient beings. And in the Bodhisattva teachings, there are different levels, and one of the levels is reaching the state of joining or the path of joining. And
do you mean the path of seeing?
No, path of joining.
Preparation.
Jorlam.
Accumulation, path of
preparation,
path of seeing, path of meditation, path of no more learning.
Yeah, Cholam, path of accumulation,
Jorlam,
path of joining. So upon reaching this path, the path of joining, an individual gains power over one's own rebirth. So therefore, out of the three uncompounded phenomena, which are described as the uncontaminated, the path of joining, reaching the path of joining, where one gains the power over one's own rebirth, and thus able to avoid taking rebirth in the unfortunate states, is considered as one of the uncontaminated.
Jalam tu semu zuba chujos yi nani jalam zuba toba nas tu semu zuba to zuba toba nani nindu lami chie ki ta dings nami tu nubasi nami tu toki sigurwa chita jalam to sigurda jalam to sigurda jalam ki nasi ki yiwa chiba yi na jalam zuba to guri ya sigurda
Now the path of joining is of four different levels and out of the four, if an individual reaches the third, that is the part of preparation of patience, upon reaching this state, the part of preparation of patience or sopa, only then the individual gains control over one's own rebirth.
That is. Takare do. Dimajina sumya di shi sumbi shiris. Saji la panji chapji chapdi sojoni ja panja imbi shiris. Sojoni panja imbi shiris. Tonan is a me kona in is. Gonon la lomulu niga takaji tedagi dundun shiva ina. Tony ngosu to below. Only most of the look kind by the Panja Maris, Panja Maris, Saji Maris. Only most of the motobin, lambda, and Pumbo Kaina, the Panjaris, the Jerama Koranga, the Dure.
So, continuing on this, on the text, we read all contaminated objects are to be abandoned, for even the two paths. Of accumulation and preparation are to be abandoned. The path of seeing is completely uncontaminated. So, what this means in a summary is that the stage where an individual realizes the true emptiness is only is the only one that is not abandoned. The rest. Are supposed to be abandoned. So therefore, what should be abandoned and what should not be abandoned whether it's a path or whether it's a spiritual stage, depends on whether the individual realizes the true emptiness or not.
Oh yeah, that's the end of the day. That's the end of the day.
Now with this, we will bring an end to the discussion on the tenets. Now we will proceed to discuss on the fourth verse from 8 verses of Training the Mind.
Ta raji ngembe sinjin ni dedu trapu nyon tonse ta raji ngembe ta ngaradu migi chiso na la kaji Semba zambu yungi. Kaji yang semba ngimba yudingi. Kaji yang chikasuru mirabi neba nyozi chayala gawo yudingi. Kaji nyozi chinabi tradingi. Ta rikmangbo uchi ngasu tonya duwa asi. Tonya yinza tonya degi nani ji rajingi mila tsewa chidingi na rajingi susu semba yungi chadam monsongi jima kona lando dungi dila rajingi ngimba si mintagiresi.
So, the first two lines of the verse reads, when I see beings of unpleasant character oppressed by this by strong negativity and suffering, what it means is that we in our society have different people with different characters. Some are by character very nice and kind, some by character are very cruel and always looking for means and opportunities to hurt others. Some by character are always afraid of doing anything that may harm others. So out of these different individuals in our society, those who are always under the influence of strong afflictive emotions are considered as beings of unpleasant character.
Hmm? Ta rangin say the mixiga mikorangi da nilu tadu the game in nilu mikorangi ta rangin say muda kaji timothy go you the chunjun timothy go you the kaji chunjun the bay chunjun the go you the kaji chunjun the bay milky shared with the little go you the rangi miki nitu madamina yedati susu rangin chadi is ta rangin never said the rangi do at you sometimes rangin in besinji teda la seda ta teda la bene ki diba chewa da dunge ma da en teda na ipe ka so le diba da dunge gi nar dewa tin ri ma do garan chu thongwa yin nas ma do thongwa yin nas de la gwe se
so character can be very different from individual to individual but what we are discussing right now is not something that related that is related to the ultimate character, that is the emptiness. However, what we are discussing is the personal characters of different individuals. Some individuals are by character always very athletic. Some individuals by character are always very talkative, and some are by character very outgoing. No matter how differing an individual's character, the primary character that we should be thinking about at this stage is the character of being under the influence of afflictive emotions or not. So most of us are still under the strong influence of afflictive emotions, and thus we find ourselves doing something very mean and cruel towards other individuals. So when we come across such an individual of unpleasant character, oppressed by strong negativity and suffering,
So simna tsua dewa jung do nga jala tsa chim shu ra de na nga ji bu shu jung se ya ge nga do tan ji jung do as de na ji ji ne de de gi be ra yin gi be sim ji dung ge da di ba da dung ge na ding sim ji thona tenda be kasur chala tsa chimbo nye ba do chi tsoa ji gu re es ti sung es.
So again, when we come across an individual with such unpleasant character, oppressed by strong negativity and suffering, we should always hold them dear, for they are rare to find. Now, if we come across something that is very precious, an object that is something very precious and expensive, we will be having some kind of great joy. So, similar kind of joy should be generated when we come across individuals of unpleasant character.
That is the reason. Then I want to Nyamlingi Tilazun Diaki, Nyamlingi Bitochi Diaki, Jamba the Ninji, Zuba Singidi, Dungijin Navi Simjenda, Kangi be Tiddy, Simjin Tiddy like Mina, and then Missy Jakazi. Nyamli shu chimu yondeya. Mizegi nyamli nuba chimu yondeya chi. Chagi yonza. Tindigi nyamli chaya ki nuba dama suna nuba tengi di. Ta suzu rawa yonza. Gawa gongo res.
So we are here taught to generate great joy upon coming across an individual with unpleasant character oppressed by strong negativity and suffering. The reason why we are taught to generate joy is that if we are able to practice love and compassion, which are foundation and which are the pinnacle of spiritual practices, if we are able to direct that towards an individual who is experiencing great suffering in the form of being under the influence of negativity and suffering. In the form of being under the influence of afflictive emotions, then our practice of love and compassion becomes very powerful and much more effective. So therefore, those individuals of unpleasant characters are indeed the best opportunity for us to employ our practice of generating love and compassion.
Me. Tadribo, Devo Tambuji, Tomayina. Mondo Nija the Calicabuers. Nija work, using Tongyamata. Manage not Nija, using Reddy Yinaya, Suzuki, Simki, Namdonana, Juzinjiagi, Nibati Shira Tonguima. That Juzin Ninja, the Chanju Simda, Zubala Soba Dendigi, Yamanishu, Chimbu Jala, Dungugi, Navi Simjinji Tomayina. Tendigi simjin de la mini, Ninji Lamsan train yamba. Temba the member, shoot chimbo train to ya. Zubaji goma in a shoot chimbo gum to yagi, chained over the creature by inza, and then Aranzo be jalaza chimbo nearby the chibare, sunger.
On the other hand, if we come across an individual who is well off and who is apparently not experiencing any kind of suffering or difficulty, we will not be generating strong love and compassion towards that particular individual. Although, in fact, even an individual who is well off is a subject of generating love and compassion. However, out of ignorance, we are not able to see that particular individual as the subject towards which we should be directing our practice of love and compassion. And under this present stage, where we are still under the influence of ignorance, the best individual who incites us to practice love and compassion are those individuals who are of unpleasant character or those who are heavily oppressed by strong negativity and suffering. So when we come across such an individual, we should consider it as a very rare opportunity or chance to practice love and compassion. So therefore, such an individual with unpleasant character, should be held very dear to us, and should be considered as and upon seeing such an individual, we should generate such a great joy, a joy similar to finding a great jewel or a very precious object.
Hmm. rajin yin bi simjin thong song la inji goms tela thado da khondo mazas dungye jin na bi simjin gom thong song la inji goms tela ya ji thong chong da ne chese ma ji es da na ji rajin yin bi simjin dungye gi narwa da ya me na ka su re dungye thabu na de wa tene thong yin na Tendriki sim chuya ki rikti thongwa yina zuba gomus, tela kondo mazas, ta tunda teta.
And in summary, the four lines of this verse teaches us to always generate love and compassion towards those individuals who are of unpleasant character. Always, never ignore and look down upon those individuals who are experiencing grave suffering, and always maintain your peace of mind upon seeing an individual of unpleasant character.
Ta suzu ninji ninji chesa gi yu zeba gumsa gi yu de haja kombo re chas ta ta tirengal tindi je rawa yinza tindi je ba yinza
And the last two lines of the verse reads, May I hold them dear, for they are rare to find, as if I have discovered a jewel treasure. Now, that what these two lines means is that in our day-to-day life, it is very difficult to come across an object which is worthy of generating love and compassion. And also, it is quite difficult for us to come across an object which is worthy of generating patience or practicing patience. And so therefore, these individuals of unpleasant character, are the perfect subjects which demands application of our practice of love and compassion, and also application of our practice of patience. So therefore, when we come across or when we see such beings or such individuals of unpleasant character, we should always find them, or we should always hold them dear, and we should always consider them as something very precious.
Oh yeah, that is okay. Try and try to
With this, we conclude the discussion, and I welcome any questions.
Madam Bhushena, at the beginning of the lecture, you said that the purpose of religion is to free oneself from suffering so that we can always have a kind of happiness. But is it not critical to experience suffering within ourselves to find ourselves caring about the suffering of others?
Ramachitri, Zinda Kutsu to Anea. Three Zinda Kutsu to Chulu Pechegi Anea. Ta Tartu Gimbi Udo, the Anea. Dungi Seat is Susan Rang, you had Dungi the Seat is so in bus. In a Nga Tiwaju, the Karin Sina Anea. Susu Dungi, the Hakova, in Anea, Susu Gil Dungi, you said Dungi.
ते योया के जुजे ने कार्य जा ते ग सुजु मुजे चिबे तोने ते मेबा जोया के छेदु ते मेबा जोया के ता थलम दे सुतिया ते दुंगे से से ते लागो रस मुजे ति चिगो रस
What it means by avoiding suffering or eradicating suffering is something that is related to analyzing the causes of suffering or identifying the causes of suffering. Eradicating suffering does not mean something like washing our dishes or something similar to spraying perfume to get rid of stench. It is something that is more towards finding the causes and conditions.
Chida dungye jujin kadip chine yungu yueba te susu sheba yina tende ki judi meba zueba yina dungye rajin ki tanru kuresi. Chida nambasan jibi dungye seka sem manduwa onge dungye yongsha asila ondu ta sem duya ki tabshi dengondu chigwa te zogu chaga resi.
So again, what it means by eradicating suffering or avoiding suffering is finding the causes of suffering and avoiding those. So in Buddhist teachings, uncontrolled mind is considered as the primary cause of the different kinds of suffering and individual experiences in his or her life. So therefore, controlling the mind is considered as finding the way to eradicate suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20 ba. Yeah, what does?
You said earlier in the teaching about like finding or like realizing the core of emptiness. And wouldn't the core of emptiness just be emptiness? It would be realizing, having the realization of emptiness. Like, what is it to understand the core of emptiness?
Tring kena ki lobsen nalula, rumje lobsen nalula ani tongi tor se chung suwa suwa. Tongi toko se di ani takhanti din sir tongi se toko se di dishish kun sung sir
a
tongi toko se di dishish kun sung sir
o ta tongi to se di na ga ma khan ne ma la yin na de wo ji ta tongi to se ci ga ra ge zo ru de yin na tun da sam da ma yin na tun da ju rim bo sam da go ya de be tun da ju zi ma bo ji sam da mi ton tongi se di go wa de ra go go wa de go re se da tongi ge go wa de ya ge kamba tambo de karzelana tende sing de sigu tende tende de yabu sheba yena ne tonyi koala tonyi koala ya la ta ni lu gu res tema do tende ge nam ya de yabu chi ma tu ba yena ne tonyi se ge chi ge ba tama do de ge nam ya de chi ra de ta da chi tu ma res to tende sigu res
It is very easy for us to say something like, we have to realize emptiness. However, when it comes to real practice, realization of emptiness is something that is much more profound. to realize emptiness, we have to think from many different aspects, and one of the primary aspects, one of the first steps that we have to take towards realizing emptiness is contemplating on dependent origination. So this is the first step that we should be taking towards realizing emptiness. And so therefore, again, it is very easy for us to say something like we have to think about dependent origination or contemplate on dependent origination. This again is not easy as it goes. This again demands huge contemplation, great contemplation. So therefore, realization of emptiness, proper realization of emptiness depends on the proper steps that we take. And the first step that we should be taking towards realization of emptiness is contemplating on dependent origination.
No.
What is dependent origination?
Tende sana karesu.
Ta tende, tida ta, ale tonyi gi duje, tonyi tsuzo la kasu gore. Tonyi toya gi tabshi, talam ta tende re. Tende de mashi na, tonyi ta kwa ra yakala kamuro chida. Tende se de, juda jen la tende chuan yinba. Ta tende rabar wa samda na, juda tende riu chuan yinba. rwa jula madema dru chwa meba drochi ta tende rabaj samda tende samda res ya de na ji ge tende la thala ma bu to mo rabaj ya bu shi ba ne ne thama de ji kale kale shi ya pe to res
Dependent origination, as I described before, is the first step that an individual takes towards realization of emptiness. And the dependent origination, the practice of reflecting on dependent origination itself, is of differing stages and levels. And one of the first steps of reflecting on dependent origination is reflecting upon the causes and conditions and their respective effects. And everything depends on causes and conditions for their existence, and so therefore none exists as substantial or independent. And so continuously thinking on dependent origination will eventually lead to realization of emptiness.
Yeah. Tewa kaze na jima tan chogres. Nda mo tende se de kwa de chana de wo tishos. Nda jima ngan di she chogres.
For the time being, we will stop our discussion. But before that, I will suggest you to think on the very cause, circumstances that will lead to having yourself an opportunity to reflect upon dependent origination, for example, what causes leads to what and what causes does not lead to what. And if you continue to think in such a way, you will eventually gain some kind of faint understanding of dependent origination. And this is the first step one should be taking towards understanding the emptiness in its real meaning. And this will eventually lead to understanding of the real emptiness. So therefore, for the time being, I suggest you to think about the simple instances that will lead to understanding of cause-dependent origination. And if you continue doing so, I will surely welcome any more questions on dependent origination in the future.
Yeah.
So to say the dedication prayer is beginning with pages 23 and 24 and then skipping to page 28 of Spacious Wishes. Sambo chichir rabdo mo wargi.